four of them will be together tomorrow.
Full pads Friday, Coach?
Yeah. As soon as we're allowed to have full pads, we're going to get them all.
And what do you do typically on full pad day? Do you do Oklahoma drill? What do you do?
Well, it'll be dependent on where it is. That first day we have what we call the gauntlet. And you saw it
on the spring,
you know, where we're getting three phases, three blocks in and a back that's got to run through the gauntlet. So, you know, they'll be matched up. We pair them up as coaches so that we have the best against the best, and they'll have an opportunity to go through the gauntlet.
You're keeping your freshman running back busy, it looks like.
Got two. I mean, because we've got five. When you split right. five up, you got three and two. So, you know, we've got to make sure Lakeith and Ayula are doing what they need to do to give us a chance.
How they look?
I think they're doing really well.
Okay.
Really well. They've shown that they've got great talent, and they were definitely guys that we wanted to recruit to help us out.
We're just asking Donovan about his hands. He gave himself an 85 on hands. Now, what is that close to what Coach Beckman would rate him, or is he a little confident?
Yeah, I'd give him 84.
84.
No, yeah, he's getting better. There's no question. You could see that going through the jugs this summer and the things that we've asked him to do to improve those hands. He's gotten those.
Is Joshua more comfortable with catching the ball when you?
I think probably. You know, maybe through high school days or whatever. He's got. A little bit better hands, but I see Donovan definitely getting better at catching the football.
And that's normal, right? Freshman year, that's something you progress on.
Sure,
okay.
You got to keep on getting better. Everybody's skills got to be better.
Devin Church looks like a guy that fits that catching balls.
He is. He's a little scat type guy, and we've got him in there at the H position, which is kind of like that slot position. We can utilize him with motion, and we can utilize him. On motion into the backfield and doing those types of things.
Just to hold these guys back yet, hitting at each other and the thud and stuff
like that? Oh, yeah. You know, we always talk to them about practicing like a pro, and that's what the words and the terms we use. And what I mean by that is taking care of one another, making sure they stay on their feet. I don't want them on the ground. And, taking care of one another.
What freshmen have impressed you the most so far?
I mentioned a little bit yesterday. I think Dami and Lakeith, both running backs. Church has made some great catches. Hardy made a couple good catches. Joe Spencer on the offensive line the first day. Now, okay, of course, he hasn't been out in pads yet, so we'll see how that goes. And then I think defensively, the new names, Tommy Davis has stepped up. V'Angelo Bentley and Javaris Little are guys that, it's so early. But I'm proud of the way those kids have come in and competed.
Do you think any of the freshman linebackers will be playing on special teams?
Spatina had a big pick yesterday for a touchdown, and that was a great play by him. And you see Neil get better. You see Monaheim get better. Those guys have to get better. We have to continue to give them reps so that we can utilize them on special teams and as defense.
How do you like Ernest Thomas at safety? How's he doing?
I think Ernest is doing a great job. He had 15 practices with us. During spring ball, and now he's up to 18, and you can see his game get better and better every time he steps on the field.
And Paul, what's his? He wasn't out here today.
He had a shoulder injury there in the spring. We kind of limited him there at the end of the spring, and then we're very precautionary with it. We want to make sure that he's 100%. So we kept him out of some things today. That's why he's in green.
With Miles, we see his versatility. Mm-hmm. You've talked about that. But when we just watch him as a quarterback, I mean, there's things to look at there. I mean, he throws the ball well. Do you think of him as a quarterback?
No question. No question. I mean, we can utilize Miles in numerous positions. And also, when you can throw the football and he is lined up at running back or wide receiver in motions inside, there's an opportunity for him to throw the football, too. So. Definitely utilizing what he does.
Jake Feldmeyer, earn your trust there at center. How's he doing?
He's really stepped his game up. Buckus has been really happy with the way he's performed. And it's first day in pads. But Jake's doing, he right now is considered one of our five best.
Graham and Michael make him look short there in the middle of the
game. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we got two big guys there. And Mike talks about a lot about Mike, too, because he's playing multiple positions. So he's able to play tackle and guard. So it's a credit to those guys and really a credit to our offensive staff and our offensive scheme that we can utilize guys at different positions.